All right, so today we're gonna dive into something that I think a lot of us can relate to. And it's about kids and anxiety. And we all know that kids, can get anxious, but they don't always, come right out and say, "Hey, I'm anxious."
Right, exactly. And that's what makes it so tricky.
And you had some really insightful reflections that you share with us, about how sometimes anxiety in kids can just look like, bad behavior.
Yeah, it can be really hard to decipher sometimes.
Yeah, so that's what we want to kind of unpack today, right? Like, what are those signs, those subtle signs that maybe our kiddos are feeling anxious, but they're just not able to verbalize it?
Exactly. Yeah, because as adults, we tend to rely so much on verbal communication, but kids, their emotional vocabulary and their ability to express those feelings, it's still developing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what's so important for us to remember, right? Like, their brains are still developing, and so we can't expect them to always be able to articulate what they're feeling. And thinking back to one of the situations you highlighted in your reflections, I remember one where there was a kid who just became like super irritable. Like just little things that normally wouldn't even faze them. All of a sudden it was just meltdown city. And I think, initially it was really easy to just be like, "Oh, come on, like what's the big deal?" But it took some time to really step back and realize, like, wait a minute, this is a red flag. Like, this is something more going on here.
Absolutely. And, the research that we looked at, it definitely supports that idea that when a child's internal system is really overloaded with anxiety, that can come out as this increased irritability and
Oh,
reactivity.
yeah.
It's like their fuse is so much shorter,
Yeah, so they're just on edge all the time.
Right, exactly.
And it's not even just about like mood swings or meltdowns, right? Like, yeah, some of the research also talked about how you might see changes in other areas too, like their schoolwork.
Absolutely,
Like
yeah.
they might be having trouble concentrating all of a sudden. And it's not because they're, not smart or they're not capable. It's just that their mind is so preoccupied with all these worries that it's hard for them to focus.
Yeah, it's like their bandwidth is completely taken up by the anxiety.
Exactly.
So there's no space left for anything else.
Yeah, and we might even see changes in their sleep patterns,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
like having trouble falling asleep or waking up in the middle of the night, or even changes in their appetite, like either eating way more than usual or like not really wanting to eat at all.
Yeah, exactly. And those physical complaints that you mentioned in your reflection, those are so important to pay attention to too.
Oh, totally.
Like the stomach aches, the headaches, where there's no clear medical reason.
Right.
Those can often be a sign of anxiety manifesting in the body.
Yeah, it's like their body's trying to tell them something's wrong, even if they can't put it into words.
Exactly. And we have to remember that mind-body connection is so strong, especially in kids.
Absolutely. And then, we might also see them start to avoid certain situations. Like maybe they used to love going to birthday parties, but now they're suddenly like, "I don't want to go."
Yeah, or they're really resistant to trying new things that they
Right.
used to be excited about.
And then on the flip side of that, some kids might actually become more clingy, like they need constant reassurance from their caregivers.
They just need that extra bit of comfort and security.
Yeah, and it's so easy to misinterpret all of these signals, right? Like we might see the avoidance as defiance, or the clinginess as, just being babyish.
Yeah, but the key is to really try to shift our perspective and see these behaviors as potential clues
Right.
that there's something deeper going on.
Yeah. Instead of just reacting to the behavior itself, we need to be asking ourselves, okay, what's the emotion behind this? What's going on underneath the surface?
Exactly. And there are so many reasons why a child might not just come right out and say, "I'm anxious." First of all, they might not even have the language for it.
Right.
Like, anxiety is a pretty abstract concept. They might just feel yucky or have a tummy ache without connecting it to worry or fear.
Yeah, they just know they don't feel good.
Exactly. And then they might also be afraid of being judged.
Oh, for sure.
They don't want to disappoint you or make you think they're not strong enough to handle things.
Yeah, they just want to please us.
And sometimes they just don't even recognize the feeling as anxiety. They
Yeah.
just know that something feels off or they're acting differently.
So I guess if we're gonna like boil all of this down to like the main takeaway here, it's that anxiety in kids it often shows up in these really subtle ways.
Yeah.
Like, it's not always going to be them saying, I'm anxious.
Right.
It's going to be the irritability, the physical complaints, the changes in their routines, all of those things.
Exactly. It requires us to become a little bit like detectives, you know, paying close attention to the patterns and the context of their behavior.
So thinking about, you know, your own interactions with kids lately.
Mm-hmm.
Have there been any moments that, you know, maybe now with this new understanding, you're like, huh, maybe that was actually anxiety.
Right.
And what could change if we approach those situations, not with, you know, immediate correction or punishment,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but with curiosity, like, hey, mm-hmm. what's going on? What are you feeling? You know, just that little shift in our approach can make a huge difference.
It really can. It can really help those kids feel seen and heard and understood.
Exactly. And ultimately, that's what we all want, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
To feel understood.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for diving into this with me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
This has been a really insightful conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
And for all of you listening out there, you know, I hope this has given you some things to think about and maybe even some new tools to use in your own interactions with kids.
Absolutely.
All right. Until next time, take care.
Bye.